Chris Unit from Meshed Media, and this is the first in a series of what we're calling briefcasts, where we skim through a recently released survey or report. The idea is to get the gist of what it's about so we can decide whether to go through it in greater depth later on. And the sort of things that we're going to be picking up will be reports on art, creativity, digital media, social media, technology, and the intersection of those, for the most part anyway. So the first report that we've picked on is the Arts Council's annual review 2010. So it starts with the chair's report from Dame Liz Forgan, and that's followed by the chief executive's report. There's then some information about how the arts are funded, which says that in 2009-10 we invested more than £625 million pounds of public money from the government and the National Lottery. Through the regular funding programme, we invested £344.6 million of grant in aid in around 880 arts organisations across England, invested £38.5 million in creativity, culture and education, the organisation which delivers creative partnerships. Grants for the Arts is the open access funding programme for the arts funded by the National Lottery. In 2009-2010, we made 2,795 grants totalling £64.9 million. Our other lottery programmes include Youth Music, who distribute £10 million per year from the National Lottery on our behalf. Sustain was our response to the impact of the recession on arts organisations. It was funded by drawing down our National Lottery reserves. In 2009-2010, we awarded £46.9 million to 146 organisations through the programme. So that's followed by a nice big pink pie chart, which shows that the RFOs got 55.1% of that £625 million pot, and the remaining amount looks like it's split pretty much evenly. There's then some information about the measures that were introduced to help maintain artistic excellence during the economic downturn. And on page 19, we find our priorities. Great Art for Everyone 2008-2011. Our ambitious plan for the arts in England identified four development priorities: digital opportunity, visual arts, children, young people, and London 2012. There's a bit more detail about all four of those, so I'm just going to pick out the digital opportunity one. It says, digital media technologies are affecting every aspect of our society, economy and culture. We can now connect with audiences in new ways, bringing them into a closer relationship with the arts and creating new ways for them to take part. We recognise that we have a significant role to support the arts sector to make the most of the opportunities presented. There are four points here. Number one, we've signed a new public value partnership with the BBC that commits us to working together to support new arts content from the arts sector and to develop new cultural partnerships in support of digital arts media and the public service content economy. Number two, we've announced a new two-year partnership with Channel 4's digital channel More 4 to support the new arts strand More 4 Arts. This initiative will encourage new partnerships between the arts sector, broadcasters and the independent production sector to create new documentaries about the arts that will air on More 4. Thirdly, we've supported Ambition, a national programme of events, seminars and surgeries to help the arts sector build its understanding of digital developments, which drew almost 1,000 participants in 9 regions. And fourthly, we've supported a delegation at South by Southwest Interactive Festival 2010, which presented the Tweetcher, designed by Bristol-based games company Slingshot, which used digital technologies, artificial intelligence and social networking platforms to interact with delegates. There's then some information about Achieving Great Art for Everyone, a consultation paper that sets out our understanding of the current arts landscape. The goals that were proposed were, number one, talent and artistic excellence are thriving and celebrated. Number two, the arts leadership and workforce are diverse and highly skilled. Number three, more people value and enjoy the arts. Number four, every child and young person has the opportunity to experience the richness of the arts. Number five, the arts sector is sustainable, resilient and innovative. So after all that, we move on to quite a few pages, just giving a snapshot of a year across the arts, and then we move on to the number crunching and the actual meat of the accounts itself. So I'll end this first briefcast there. If you're interested in more, then on Audioboo, follow the tag briefcasts, or go to meshedmedia.com and you'll find this, future briefcasts, and also a link to the Arts Council annual review 2010. So thank you very much.